This podcast replay is brought to you by Choice Mortgage Bank. Call Michael Kotze right now, 561-441-2730. State rates under 3.5%, 561-441-2730 for Choice Mortgage Bank.
With the Heat, you know, winning that game yesterday, if I'm a Heat fan, look, without Jimmy Butler, and Jimmy, we'll get into Jimmy's issue in a minute, but without him and with Jimmy, you got to understand, Jimmy has been a really good addition for this team in the sense of not just leadership, but the glue factor that he brings to it, because he's a guy that is willing to take a backseat in scoring because he wants to allow his teammates to get involved. And I find that to be really, really interesting how you're able to do that and get away with that overall, because a lot of stars, they come in and they want to be the guy and take the shot and every shot at the end of every game and all of that. And he is willing to defer. He is willing to help develop others into being leaders. And that might have been his frustration with some of the other stops in Chicago and Minnesota with some of the young guys there, that maybe he sees that there's more dog in these guys, like in Tyler Hero, Kendrick Nunn, compared to some of the guys he played with in Chicago or Minnesota. I don't know. You know what I mean? I mean, when I look at Karl Anthony Towns, I look at a lot of talent, and then there's our moments that I'm looking and I'm going, are you a dog? You know what I'm saying? So maybe there's something to what Jimmy is doing, but or the method behind his madness. But one of the things that I like about, remember, yesterday you have no Jimmy, right? So that's one less guy handling the ball, knowing how to handle the ball, because if you notice, Jimmy doesn't have a high turnover rate either compared to his assists. And he's very productive with the assists every single night. Whereas Kendrick Nunn yesterday had 6 assists, but he also had 6 turnovers. Bam Adebayo had 5 turnovers yesterday. That's a lot of turnovers. And that's what happens when you touch the ball a lot. You're going to turn over the ball. You know, on a normal rate, you're going to turn over the ball. I don't care who you are, if you're Kobe, if you're Magic Johnson, if you're Steve Nash, all these guys that, you know, that the offense runs through them, they're going to have turnovers. Now, there's going to be more than normal because they're young guys and they're not seasoned. So that's another reason why they had to overcome that yesterday in that game, that they had they lost an experienced ball handler. Not just a ball handler, but an experienced one, which is enormous, ladies and gentlemen. And then, obviously, you lose the leadership. And that game didn't look good. That game looked like they were going to lose that game. And somehow or another, they're able to take it to overtime and find a way to win. And one Heat fan yesterday goes to me, wow, man, that was ugly. And I said to him, hey, man, it's a win. You know what I mean? That's what you got to accept that and appreciate that, by the way. Okay, that's the other thing. I get it. The Kings aren't a great team, and you expect more from the Miami Heat, but they didn't have their leader. And I know that they've beaten even the Bucks without Jimmy Butler. So I think after yesterday, they're now 4-2 without Jimmy Butler in the 6 games that he's missed. I just think, you know, let's not get a little crazy. They're 19-1 at home. They're 30-13 overall on the season. They may not play at that amazing pace that they were on the first half, where they were on for 58 games, but let's say they end up in 53. Okay, maybe they're on a 5 less game clip for the second half. Are you really going to complain if they end up with 53 wins? I didn't expect them to have 53 wins. I didn't expect them to be one of the top teams in the conference. I told you guys that. I expected them to be at the bottom of the conference. So know, for them to beat the Kings, I get it. Not a great team, but you found a way to win on a day where you didn't play your best. You know? And you played a better overtime, too, on top of all of that. I like what I saw, at least. It showed me character that you were able to overcome a night where your leader's out, you didn't play well, and I know it's not a great team, but you still found a way to win the game. As for Jimmy Butler, so Jimmy misses this. I don't know if he's going to miss another game or two. It's up to 6 games now in the first half of the season. I know you can call it technically the second half yesterday because it was the 43rd, right? 43rd. So actually 2 games in to the second half. But the one thing that I wonder with Jimmy is how much of his damage is already from wear and tear. Because you got to feel that that's going to be a problem. And it's only going to get worse as his career goes on as a Miami Heat player. This is why when they made this trade, and I'll stay consistent on this, I said, hey, this trade doesn't mean anything unless you get another star next to him this year or next year. Now, Bam looks like it could be that guy. Now you got to take advantage. Can they? What kind of space can they create for next year to try to add another piece, possibly to go along with the young guys? How much more can the young guys mature that they can get to a point that they can help you get deep into the playoffs? Not just make the playoffs. Because remember, you've gone now from, I should not say that. I should say it this way. People like me that thought you were a 7-8 seed, okay? We didn't expect you to be an impactful team. Now, you're one of the best teams in the league. You're definitely one of the best teams in the conference. We're now expecting you to make an impact in the playoffs. Whereas at the beginning of the year, I told you, oh, they're a 7-8 seed. They make the playoffs. They get bounced. So what? That's who they are. This has changed now, right? The way we're looking at it, the way we're thinking about them, all of that has changed. Now we look at it and we say, okay, now we have more expectations on them. You know? And with Jimmy, I hope that you're able to live up to the expectations that these young guys are building, the flexibility that Miami is trying to open up either this offseason or definitely next offseason, that they'll have all that cap space available and they'll be able to go out and add a real significant piece to the puzzle here, and a significant piece that will be more than happy to join considering the way the young guys have developed around Jimmy and Bam. Because all of a sudden now, if you're a star, you're thinking, well, dude, I'm playing with Jimmy and Bam and a bunch of young guys. It's not Jimmy and a bunch of young guys. No. It's Jimmy and Bam now. Bam now gets his name mentioned. Not a bunch of young guys. No. Bam Adebayo is a player. And what I'm leading to is, I'm hoping that these injuries that we're starting to see from Jimmy Butler isn't a Tom Thibodeau type of thing that's been lingering because of the wear and tear that Tom Thibodeau has put that guy through and puts his teams through. You know what I'm saying? That's where I got to be a little concerned about those injuries and him missing that time. I'm just being honest, okay? I have to be a little concerned with that. We'll see. Dragon, by the way, had 18 last night, and the team had 26 assists in their 42 baskets. It's pretty good. That selfless way of playing has added so much to them. It's nice to see. It sets a great example for all the guys in that locker room. Even if you're not wanting to, you know, actually help out or contribute, i.e. Deion Waiters, even though he may not want to believe it, but deep down inside, he's got to watch it and say, wow, everything that they preach, these guys are doing. And I'm the idiot that's on the outside looking in, and I don't do it. That kind of stuff. So Heat, by the way, they are off tonight. Wednesday, they take on Washington at 6:30.